TED Audio Collective.
Hi, everyone. It's Sherelle. We have something different for you today. This is the trailer for Good Sport with Jody Avirgan, a new podcast from TED. It's a show that is making the case for sports as one of the best ways to understand the world. We think you'll really enjoy it. And if you want more, check out Good Sport wherever you're listening to this.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on trends in technology. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, listeners, before we kick off today's episode, I want to give a shout out to one of our favorite podcasts, Masters of Scale. Every week on Masters of Scale, Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn, meets with some of the world's most successful entrepreneurs, discussing the strategies that got them to where they are. You'll hear from entrepreneurs like former Burberry CEO Angela Ahrendts, Imagine Entertainment's Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, Airbnb's Brian Chesky, and many other iconic founders. Be sure to search for Masters of Scale wherever you get your podcasts.
Every big life lesson I've learned, how to channel my competitive fire, how to be a supportive teammate or partner, how to focus on what I can control and try to let go of what I can't. All of that I've learned through sports. My name is Jody Avirgan, and I'm the host of a new show called Good Sport. It's a podcast about how sports can connect us with one another, help us understand the world around us, help us improve our... Oh my God, did we make a self-help podcast? Well, kinda, because I do think sports can help. And this season, at least, they've helped me answer some questions I've had for a long, long time. Like, for instance, why does it feel like every new stadium that gets built leaves people feeling like they got fleeced? Well, it's because those deals are negotiated by people who talk like this.
What should we do here ethically? Never, ever comes up when you're negotiating a stadium deal.
Another question we get into, why certain places are really good at producing professional athletes and what these hotbeds can teach us about giving people a fair shot.
The baseline talent has to be there, and then we go from there. And yes, after that point, we are talking about nurturing. We are talking about belief.
Before I took on this show, I hosted the 538 Politics podcast and 30 for 30 at ESPN. So I've thought a lot about how sports and politics mirror each other. Like this, I've noticed, maybe you have too, that more and more, the template for arguing about sports, it's kind of become the template for arguing about everything.
Just take a word and say it loudly three times in a row. So preposterous, preposterous, preposterous.
Another episode this season is about my relationship with sports, or no longer playing sports. What happens when you can't play at the same level you're used to? Well, I talked to soccer legend Carly Lloyd about how hard it is to hang it up.
You always have this image in your mind of how you would like things to play out, and life doesn't always give you exactly what you want.
Well, it's like sports teaching you one last lesson on the way out. You know?
Exactly.
So that's a taste of good sport. 8 episodes, each one on a compelling question that sports can help us explore. We'll talk about getting in the zone, the rise of Formula One, lots, lots more. And I hope it all adds up to this, an argument from me to you that sports really matter, that they can change our understanding of the world and ourselves. And that sports can, you know, make for a fun 8-part podcast that hopefully you'll listen to. That's up to you, I guess. Anyway, that's what we're up to this season on Good Sport from the TED Audio Collective. See you soon. Follow Good Sport wherever you get your podcasts.
TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Isabel Carter, who also wrote it with me, Sherelle Dorsey. Our editor is Jimmy Gutierrez. Special thanks to Farah DeGrunge for her support as a project manager. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Join me next week for more.